Newt Gingrich rips Joe Biden for supporting transgender Barbie pocket man as inflation, crime soars. By Simon Kent on October 31, 2022. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich challenged President Joe Biden on Sunday over his gender obsessions, slamming his decision to invite a transgender activist to the White House as the nation stumbles under the triple loads of rising crime levels, chaos at the southern border, and inflation. In an op-ed for Fox News, the former Republican congressman said the upcoming midterm elections have been doomed for the Democrats by Biden's focus on gender-affirming care for juveniles as a host of other pressing issues demanded attention. Gingrich's criticism came 1 week after Biden met transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney, 25, in a panel of six progressive activists for Now This News, as Breitbart News reported. The president professed to embracing gender-affirming care at the meeting, saying he does not believe any state should have the right to pass laws limiting access to transgender treatments, before asking Mulvaney for support. As a moral question and as a legal question, I just think it's wrong, Biden lamented, continuing a theme of addressing transgenderism that has been a defining principle of his presidency almost from day one. In his piece for Fox News, Gingrich was having none of it. He wrote the White House made a mistake by doubling down on transgender rights with the midterm elections just around the corner and a clear focus on broader matters was needed in the Oval Office. There are only weeks before the midterm elections, which will either keep Joe Biden's and the Washington Democrats' agenda on life support, or shut it down completely, he wrote, adding. The American people are deeply concerned about the cost of gas and groceries, crime in the streets and chaos at the southern border, which their agenda has caused. So the White House staff scheduled Biden to meet with a radical lifestyle activist who represents a movement with which most Americans disagree. Here we have the embattled Democrats deciding that the key to the elections is not securing the border, locking up criminals, bringing inflation under control, or meeting the nation's education crisis. The key to winning is meeting with a transgender activist on TikTok and supporting transgenderism. Gingrich went on to cite a recent survey conducted by America's New Majority Project, which found transgenderism is hardly a driving issue amongst American voters. Nor are they as consumed by it as some media outlets which define sexuality in school-aged children as an art form to be discussed at length. The survey, according to the Daily Mail, found 62% of Americans believe it is never appropriate to discuss changing genders with children in kindergarten through 12th grade. And 80% believe parents should be notified in advance of any such discussions. At the same time, 59% of Americans think it should be illegal to provide puberty blockers to adolescents, and 56% believe gender transition surgery is child abuse on children. The image of President Biden and Dr. Jill Biden sitting and watching Days of Girlhood while inflation soars, crime reigns and our children's futures crumble is one of those images that doom elections, Gingrich wrote of Mulvaney's TikTok series in which a transition to a female is documented. He added, nothing says detached from reality more clearly in voters' minds. The former congressman then despaired, my hunch is this was an act of desperation. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.